A handful of candidates running for Utah's 3rd congressional district seat are gathering signatures to ensure a spot on the primary ballot later this summer. But as KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, for many, time is running out.
At the campaign launch for Provo Mayor John Curtis a week and a half ago, volunteers put out 2 clipboards for people to sign as they entered the room. The first was for people who wanted to sign up to volunteer. The other, his campaign manager Brian Chapman explained.
This is if you're willing to sign the petition to allow John's name on the ballot. You have to be a Republican living in the 3rd District, and we'd love to have your support to get him on the ballot.
Now, Curtis's campaign is hiring volunteers for $20 an hour to get him over the finish line. Candidates will need to collect 7,000 signatures by June 12th to guarantee their spot in the primary. The petition pathway is a fairly new development in Utah politics, owing to the election reform law established by the passage of Senate Bill 54. It allows candidates to pursue the nomination of their party via the caucus convention system or by collecting signatures, or both, depending on their preference. 6 candidates running for the seat being vacated by Representative Jason Chaffetz have stated their intention to get signatures, but some say the short time span of 3 weeks has made it difficult.
I think actually meeting the 7,000 signatures is basically impossible.
That's Ben Frank, a progressive activist running as a Democrat in the 3rd District. He says he looked into a signature gathering company, yes, those exist, but was given a price estimate of $20,000 or more.
I would have liked if they lowered the number, because that's the number that they typically use for any election. I think in a special election with the shorter time period, it should have been a smaller number.
Tanner Ainge, a Republican candidate who is using a signature collection company, said last week he's feeling confident they'll get them in time. Candidates who don't go the petition route will leave their fate in the hands of Democratic and Republican delegates at the June 17th special 3rd District conventions. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.